The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Hello, Rose.
Hey, Dayton. What a beautiful day in Wisconsin for those people who are listening and live here. Why would you want to leave?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Today's the type of day that we're here for. It's all the other days that come up.
Exactly.
You know?
This is just a short-lived little burst of wonderful weather. So that being said, our fabulous early booking sale with Apple Vacations ends on the 20th of July. Hard date deadline. No,
it's like 3 days away.
Yes. So what I find very cool is that if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and you go to early booking sale, it's just all spelled out there for you. You see who are the participating hotels in the various destinations. There's a little scrolling tool to the right, left. You can see the Dominican Republic. You can see Mexico. You can see Cabo, and you can see Jamaica. Then you can look down, and they'll tell you what days of the week, what dates the charter flights from Milwaukee to Cancun, Punta Cana, Los Cabos, and Montego Bay, Jamaica are happening. So
Man. It's
just laid out right there for you. And then they've got some deals at the bottom where AM Resorts and Riu Resorts and Iberostar Resorts have got the deals. So exclusive offers that we worked out with Apple Vacations at Fox World Travel. You can only get them at Fox World Travel, and you've got a couple of days to make this happen. And the other thing is, some people are beat you to the punch. They started making these plans already in June when the charters came out. So my fear is that you're going to wait till the very last minute, July 20th, and you have a hard and fast date you need to go because it's a kid's spring break or whatever it might be, and you may not be able to get what you're looking for. So don't wait. Monday morning, first thing, 9 a.m., 866-GO-FOX-GO, get it done.
And the website? You can check out right now.
Yep, foxworldtravel.com. And there's a booking link there for you. If you are a DIYer, we've provided you with all of the information. You know what it is you want. Book it.
Yeah, might as well do it now. And one other thing, I heard this week that there is a 2 million backlog on passports.
That is at the top of my
18
notebook.
18 weeks, they're saying, it's taking to get.
So new passports are 18 weeks and renewals are 12 weeks. Renewals and new are 18 weeks and expedited. Yeah, so you pay an extra $60 and it's still taking 12 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking of going on these trips and you're going out of the country, you better check your passport today and get going on that.
I talked to Gene Miller on Friday morning, and this is exactly what we talked about. He said it's like your snowblower. If you don't need it, you don't check it, then the first snowfall, you go and use it, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Same thing. Don't wait until you're about to travel to open up that lockbox or go to the safe deposit box or go wherever it is you keep your passport and find out, holy cow, it expired. Now what am I going to do?
Right.
Because unless it's a life or death situation, we don't have a lot of hope that some of these are going to get processed in a timely manner.
It's just crazy.
It's scary. And it's a staffing issue again.
Right.
We understand that the passport offices throughout the United States are open, but they furloughed so many people that they found other jobs and they didn't come back. And this is a hands-on human touch process. This isn't something that somebody sitting at home can do. They have to be in the office. This is a valuable document that needs to be processed in a secure environment and done in a secure way. And so it's got to be done at those passport offices. And that's why the processing, and they're saying the mailing is taking so long. So it's just a big domino effect. So get it out. Dayton is 100% right. Dust it off and see what the validity date on that passport is.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We can answer questions about travel. That's what we're here to do. We're going to take one quick before we go to a break here from Patrick in Racine. Good morning, Patrick. What's your question for Rose?
Yes, good morning. We are wanting to take our family to Hawaii for our 40th anniversary in 2023, August. And we were wondering, wanting to get a Airbnb or something, wondered if it was too early to begin trying to look for that.
Probably not. I will be perfectly blunt and let you know that travel agencies, Fox among them, typically do not deal with Airbnbs because they don't work with us. So we
right.
do have some condominium choices. We have great villa choices, those kinds of things that we can help you with. But it would not be too early to start. The most important thing when you're doing VRBO and Airbnbs on your own is to make sure you understand very clearly what their cancellation policies are. They were very unforgiving during the pandemic. And so you just want to make sure that you, if you don't have a good cancellation policy, you have a travel insurance policy that will cover that cancellation. But it's not too early to start looking. It is not.
Okay. How about air?
Air you can start looking at when you're dealing with a major carrier, that being Delta, United, American, Alaska Air, a few of the other majors. You can start looking 330 days from your return date. Southwest is a little bit different. They don't put their schedules out until 6 months in advance. They do not fly from Milwaukee to Hawaii, but they fly from Milwaukee or Midway to certain destinations on the West Coast, being Oakland and San Jose, and then they fly from those cities to Hawaii. Many people do choose Southwest simply because of their very liberal cancellation policies and their no fee for bags.
Right. Great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I appreciate your help.
All right. And Patrick, don't forget, 866-GO-FOX-GO. We've got Hawaii experts on staff.
And congrats on the anniversary coming up.
Yeah, thank you.
It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. When we get back, Ed from Greendale has a question for you, Rose. It's Dayton Kane with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Going to be a beautiful Saturday. Thanks for listening and talking travel with us. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Ed in Greendale on with us. Good morning, Ed. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose. What are the cruise lines to the Eastern Caribbean that have casinos on board, and how would you rank them?
All of them do. And here's a little tip from, so NCL, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Howland, Princess, Celebrity.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they all have casinos. But here's a, I am not a big gamer, so I'm only telling you what my friends who are gamblers on cruise ships have told me, and that is gamble hard at the beginning of the cruise and not so much at the end of the cruise because they seem to think that things are, and I don't know how this works in gambling. Is there a way they could make it tighter? They seem to think things are tighter at the end of the cruise.
So they get you all greased up at the beginning and get you spending your money, and then
I don't know. What do you think about that, Ed? Is there any truth to that? Could that be happening?
I'm not sure. I would have to test it out.
Yeah, there you go. So also keep in mind that the casinos are open when you are at sea, but they are not open when you are in port.
Okay, so no particular ranking of those, all those.
Everybody tells me different stories about who they like the most, and typically they pick their cruise line based on service, food, cabins, and the casino is just secondary. So I think they're all pretty standard, pretty good. Nobody has given me any reason to believe one is better than the other.
And what is NCL?
Yeah, Norwegian Cruise
Line. Norwegian,
Lines.
Oh, got it.
And they
Thank
really
you very
get,
much.
You're welcome. And they really do promote their casinos at sea on their website. So take a look at that. But NCL would be a great choice.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ed. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Rose, can you recommend an all-inclusive resort in Cozumel, and are there direct flights from Milwaukee?
Yes. So it depends what it is they're looking for. The Secrets on Cozumel is divine. And, of course, we love all of the AM resorts. And we talked at the beginning of the sale a couple of weeks ago about what that entails. The reason we love AM resorts is because they have something for everybody. They have something for budget-minded customers, which would be Sunscapes. They have Dreams Resorts, which are family resorts. They have Secrets Resorts with our couples only resorts. So there's lots of good ones. Iberostar is another one that comes to mind that's probably been around for absolutely ever and always. And they keep it rather nice. It's got freestanding buildings, if you will, and you kind of are in there. There is a Sunscape on Cozumel, which is, again, one of the AM resorts, which is a budget property. There is a Palace Resort there. If they're not looking for an all-inclusive, there's a Westin there. So lots of choices. Cozumel is the island, the biggest island, because there are several, off of the tip of Cancun. And you can, on a clear day, see across there. Sadly, this season and several past seasons, we do not have nonstop service to Cozumel. They just don't feel like they can fill up a plane full of people even once a week from Milwaukee that are going to go to Cozumel. You would go to Cancun and you would take the ferry over to Cozumel. If money is not an object, or you just plain cannot take the ferry because you get sick, I've been on that ferry. It can get a little rocky. There are flights, actually, little tiny commuter 9-passenger, 12-passenger flights that we can book for you. Mayan Airways, it is, that we could get you over there on a flight if you needed to do that as well. Cozumel is very, very well known for its snorkeling and diving.
Yeah, I love Cozumel.
You will really just run into the most wacky divers. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but people who dive are kind of an eclectic group of people anyway. And when you put them all together in a dive spot, I noticed that when I went to Belize, it's the same thing. That's a big, big dive spot. Those people are very unique.
I was just amazed, just off our resort beach, you just walk in and there were fish everywhere.
Fish everywhere.
Beautiful.
Yep, and that's what makes it. Because remember now, so we are on the longest living barrier reef. Now, yes, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia is bigger than this reef, but the reef that we're talking about that goes between that waterway from the tip of the Yucatan Peninsula, which is where Cancun is, to Cozumel, that's the longest living barrier reef still out there. And so it's just teeming with fish.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's
sea
really
life
cool.
Is just absolutely astonishing. So, yep, Cozumel, San Miguel is a great little town to go hang out in. Lots of people rent scooters or Vespas or something.
Yep.
And Dayton probably did that because his mother told me he was a wild, crazy traveler.
Oh,
yeah.
So, might do some things.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that going on. But it's a great little spot. If you've been there, done that, and you've done the Cancun, you've done the Riviera Maya, you're looking for something else, Cozumel gives you a great alternative. And the beautiful thing about it is, if you're staying on Cozumel, you can take that ferry back over to Cancun / Riviera Maya, do what you need to do over there, and come back to a sweet little calm Cozumel.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Let's take the next few minutes and go through more announcements that we got from the travel world this week.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, it was a poppin' all week. First of all, our good friends to the north have said that the cruise ship ban that was supposed to end February of 2022 is now going to end November 1, 2021, if all things go well. Now, that doesn't save the Alaska season by any stretch, but it gives us hope that they're seriously going to lift this ban and we'll have an Alaska cruising season for 2022. So that's good news. The other thing we heard from a couple of our resort partners, they being Charisma and Iberostar, and I think others will probably follow, is that the complimentary COVID test to get back into the United States will no longer be complimentary. Now, what does that mean? If you want a PCR test, those are running $80 to $140, depending on what country, what resort, that kind of a thing. But the antigen test, which is the quick rapid test, is what they're providing as complimentary anyway. Those run between $25 and $40.
So, and those are acceptable to get you back and you're good
and
to go.
So is that a deal breaker? Probably not. I mean, was it nice to have the complimentary COVID negative test, have to have a COVID test to get back into the U.S.? Sure. But I don't think it's a deal breaker, you know.
Any signs of that changing at all? Like, so we're going in January.
Yep.
You think we're still going to have to do this in January?
I wish I could predict.
Yeah, you don't know.
So Angela Merkel was with Joe Biden last week, and I listen to me talk like they're like, Angela and Joe were hanging out talking last week. And she basically said to him, hey, how about some reciprocity here, brother? You know, we're letting your people in. Could you start letting our people in?
Right.
So the 26 Schengen countries, among them Germany, are looking to get to the United States, just like we're looking to get to their countries. So, you know, do it sensibly, do it smartly. I don't make those decisions, and I'm not a doctor, so I can't speak to any of that. But it would only seem fair, right, that if we can get to France and Italy and Germany and several other of those countries, that maybe we could let them in too.
Well, you would think we'd want the business here.
Well, and you say you're vaccinated and we've got green passports and we've got the digital thing where we're going to upload things, and they're moving in the right direction. They're getting that information to stop being on paper and start being digital. But at this point in time, there it is. Voila. Dayton's got the card. I got the card. We're card carrying travelers now, boy. So it's just a matter of what are the rules? What are the restrictions? And, you know, there are some people that are saying, I am still not going to get vaccinated. I don't care. The cruise lines have to take them in some cases when they're departing from Florida ports. And they're saying, that's fine, but we're going to treat you differently than we're treating our other passengers. You have to have insurance. The others do not. You have to be masked throughout the ship at all times. You are going to sit in this section of the theater. You're going to sit in this section of the dining room. So they are allowing, some cruise lines are allowing non-vaccinated passengers, but their treatment is not the same as a vaccinated passenger. So it's those kinds of things that you need to stay on top of. It's those kinds of things that you use a travel advisor for. We can advise. We certainly can't make appointments for you to get the test, but we can make suggestions as to where to go to do that, and continue to remind everybody about the passports. That's absolutely came up this week. We had some people that weren't able to go on a trip again because the passports expired. So
the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We'll take more of your questions coming up in just a bit, but right now we check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Hopefully, if you're listening, you're listening outside on a radio while doing some yard work or just hanging out on the patio. What a beautiful day it's going to be. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Going to hit about 81 inland, and the sun's just going to be shining. Perfect day.
Lake Michigan is calling my name.
There you go. So what else we have going on at Fox World Travel?
We talked about the big sale for the warm weather destinations, and certainly this is actually happening from like September through all of next winter season through Easter for sure. The dates are on the website. But let's go a little farther into the future, shall we? FoxWorldTravel.com. We talk about it all the time under travel, vacation travel, business travel, meetings, and incentives. But there you will also find under vacation travel the link to our groups page. And we're adding things pretty regularly. If you're still in the market for maybe a river cruise this upcoming fall, Jeff Wagner's trip is still happening to France. We do know there are cabins left on the ship. We were able to get a cabin booked for somebody just this past week. So there's still space if you want to do that. But more into the future, what about Ireland in May of 22 with me? How about travel with Rose Gray to the beautiful island of Ireland, where you will explore its charm and all of that kind of thing. So
everyone I know that's gone to Ireland loves Ireland.
You come back and you are part Irish. You feel like now you can legitimately celebrate St. Patrick's Day because you really, really were in Ireland. We've got a couple other really, really amazing things. Fascinating Poland with Colleen Allsburg. Who wouldn't want to travel with Colleen? That is selling very, very quickly. Splendors of Budapest and Vienna. That's happening. Then we've got 2022 river cruises that you might be interested in. Mine happens to be the Rhine and Moselle. I crafted this one with our group department because I didn't want to just do the Rhine again, and I say it like, just do the Rhine again. But it's a lovely itinerary that combines those two rivers. So very excited about that. That's next August, so a little more than a year away. That's happening. Sadly, but good for us, our Egypt trip is sold out. We will probably put another one together for 23. We still do have space on Antarctica with me in January, if you're looking to do that. Best of Hawaii. We know a lot of people want to do Hawaii. We've got a three-island Hawaii, February 28th. And then one last thing, Alaska is selling like gangbusters. Colleen gave me a little update. The trips with Rose and Colleen, and she's doing two, I'm doing one. You can find those at the bottom of that page of groups. Those are very limited availability. So okay. Just a couple. She's got three or four cabins left on hers. I have nine cabins left on mine, so 18 people. Not a lot left going on, but that doesn't mean anything. We've still got great, great tour managers that do the rest of our Alaskas. We do eight of them, you know, right? So seven of them. And so, yeah, I mean, they're all good. Use the information on our website to determine when you're going to go based on your schedule and your needs, what fits your idea of that dream trip to Alaska.
Wow, and it sounds like you have a few trips that people can choose from.
I think they're out
there. It's so nice.
Yeah,
when I started doing this with you in January, this is so refreshing to hear all these trips that are happening. So, that's good stuff. Yeah.
So we got Italy, we've got Poland, we've got Southern Italy and Sicily for those people who've already done Italy. As I said, Ireland, Iceland is huge. We always say the big three are the I's. Iceland, Ireland, and Italy. Those are the ones that seem to be on people's travel wish lists, and we can knock those out for you. So
awesome. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. I have a couple minutes here before our next break. Let's get some questions off the text line here. First one, can Fox help with rental cars?
Absolutely, positively. And unlike going on to any of these third-party sites, like Kayak and Expedia and these other ones, when you book with a travel agency, you are less likely to get to the ticket or to the car rental counter only to be told we have no cars for you.
Right.
So the people who have booked with third-party entities are the ones that run into that kind of trouble. So, yes, we can help you. There is most of the time what we tell people is prepaying a car, because you'll notice if you go to the major websites, Avis, Budget, Hertz, National, Enterprise, Thrifty, there's two prices, one for prepaying, and which is a little less, and one for paying at the time at the end of the rental. Okay.
Right.
The savings is minuscule, in my own opinion, and it does not still guarantee that car. We have heard good things from a couple of our major car rental partners that the fleets are starting to get filled again, that they are finding cars to fill those needs when they sold off their fleet, because during the pandemic, nobody was traveling. Business travelers didn't need cars. We're hearing that they're starting to get more cars, but it's still a problem. It's still an issue.
You might get a 1993 Celica, but you'll get a car.
Well, if you book with somebody that doesn't sound reputable, that might absolutely happen. But we absolutely can help with rental cars.
855-616-1620. This one asks, do you know how long for global entry renewals?
It's not taking long at all. And you know what I just read from my friend Johnny Jett? Yep, that's a guy, Johnny Jett. I loved him for many, many years. And then get this, I ran into him. Met him and his father on a river cruise.
Oh,
so
nice.
Johnny Jett, look him up. I love the guy. He tells me that some global entry renewals can now be done on Zoom.
Oh,
wouldn't that be cool?
Huh.
So the new global entry, no. If you're going to do a new global entry, you have to go to a facility, have an interview, and do the global entry. But Johnny Jett, whom I trust implicitly, tells me that you can start in some markets, start to do global entry renewals via Zoom.
All right. Hi, Rose. I am an older woman who does not have a large income. However, I do budget travel. I prefer to stay in the U.S. and go by car. I love that experience. Can you help a traveler like me plan a vacation?
It's possible, but I will tell you, there is a company out there that shall remain nameless that does do triptychs. And we find that sometimes you're better off doing that. You're just asking them to put together this entire package for you that includes this rental car. I'm sorry, this driving route along with where to stop along the way and that kind of thing. If you have it already planned out, if you say we're driving west and we're going to stop in Omaha, Nebraska, and we're going to stop in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we're going to end up in San Diego, can you help us with hotels in those destinations? Absolutely. But to plan a route for you, typically not.
Right. FoxWorldTravel.com. I see you guys do vacation deals, group vacations, destination weddings, Disney vacations. You do travel shows and events. Business travel. You do pretty much everything.
We do, and actually meetings and incentives as well. So what that means, for example, is I'm John Q. Public. I have John Q. Business Owner, rather. I have salespeople throughout the United States. I want to bring them all into Mequon, where my business is, because I want to have a sales meeting. We can assist with that kind of thing. I want to reward all of the people that sold my widgets throughout the year. And if you have sold 1 million widgets, I'm going to give you a trip to Hawaii. And if you sell another 500,000 widgets, you can bring your wife along. How do we work those incentives out? We've got a department that does that as well.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We'll be right back. Easy for me to say, Rose. We'll be right back after this.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray answering your questions about travel. That's what we're here for. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Tony's in Hubertus. Good morning. What's your question?
Yeah, good morning. We're going to Punta Cana on Monday, and we're staying at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and I see that there's assistants or butlers that are available.
Yep.
How do you go about setting that up?
So it usually is based on your room category as to whether or not it's included or not. So are you saying that you don't think it's included in your package and you want to add that?
Yeah. Is there a way when we get to the hotel to upgrade?
Yes. Yep. That's exactly what I was going to suggest. So you can do one of a couple things. You can do it in advance, and then you're going to pay whatever the going rate right now is. Since you're going next week, they may not even have that offering anymore, because typically your tour company gives them the names of the passengers about 7 days before you arrive. The other thing you might want to consider is exactly what you said. Talk to them when you get there. Sometimes you can negotiate a better rate if they're not full. And what I would do is just say, my family laughs at me, Tony, because what I do when we travel together as a family is I make them all stay down in the lobby rather than us all taking our bags with the bellman up to what we presume is going to be our room. I go look at the rooms first. And then I say, okay, I'll run back down. And then I talk to them and say, okay, we have 6 rooms. 4 of them are great, 2 of them not so great. They're not close enough to us. They're too many floors apart. They've got double beds and we asked for a king, whatever it might be. And I renegotiate with them at the front desk to try to make that work. So when you get there, you absolutely can say, can I see a room that would include a butler service? What additional services do I get with that butler service? Can we come up with some kind of a rate that I can pay you at the additional for that kind of a room?
Okay, great. One more question. Have you been to this resort before?
I have. It's massive and wonderful and high-end, and it will be a great experience. How many people do you have traveling, Tony?
My wife, 17, and a 13-year-old boy.
Okay. So the wonderful thing about this resort is that kids of that age are safe. You know, I'm saying, like, you can let them go off to a different part of the resort and feel comfortable that everything is going to be, as long as they don't leave the confines of the resort, everything is going to be taken care of where they're concerned. So, yeah, it's a great resort, great food, fabulous beach. You'll have a marvelous time. Upgrade to the butler service.
All right,
yourself, Tony. Woohoo!
Yeah, thanks, Tony. Have a great trip.
Have a good day. Thank you.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. One segment left. The fastest show on the radio is almost over. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Hit the road the right way. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The final segment here on the Fox World Travel Show, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620.
So I wanted to hit one more little thing about Punta Cana. We seem to be talking an awful lot about Punta Cana, but that's, I think, because, you know, it was one of the easy places to get in and out of and all of that. PuntaCanaInternationalAirport.com. PuntaCanaInternationalAirport.com. There is a VIP service that my family used last November that I cannot say enough of wonderful things about. So just like when you go to Jamaica and they have the Mo Bay Club, which is Montego Bay Club, which will keep you cool, refreshed while you're waiting for your transfer. And then on the return, same thing, beverages, food, video stations for the kids, great big screen TVs, play areas, all that kind of thing, while you're waiting for your flight to depart. They have that same thing. In Punta Cana. Why we used it is because we knew that they were going to be randomly testing people with a breath test upon arrival for COVID.
Okay.
We were not worried that we had COVID. We were not worried about that too much. We were just worried about the amount of time that might take. Like, okay, you've just arrived with 17 people.
Right.
We're going to take six of you over here and you're going to have this breathalyzer test. So to avoid that, what we did was VIP assistance with arrival. And what they do is, back in the day, the Punta Cana Airport was kind of a big thatched roof type crazy like conglomeration where all the flights landed in such a way that you deplaned and you were outside.
Okay.
So then they came with golf carts and got you and brought you to the airport. So that was something I was looking forward to. Well, they also now do have jetways.
Okay.
So we got off, and just like when we go to Jamaica as a family, there was somebody standing at the end of that jetway with my family's name on it. That person whisked us through that part of the airport, took all of our bag claim checks, asked if we had any unique bags. Like, one of the kids had a Disney princess bag, and one of the kids has, I have a plaid bag, you know, those kinds of things. So we told them that. She took them all, handed them to a couple of porters, took us to a lounge where there was ice cold water, ice cold beer, soda for the kids, juices for the kids, all of that kind of thing. And then we met our luggage and our transfer outside of the airport.
Nice.
Yeah. So yes, there's a fee for that. And you can check it out by going to, as I said, PuntaCanaInternationalAirport.com. It's something we can do for you, but you can do it on your own. And get this. You tell them which credit card you're going to be using just by brand. In other words, it's a MasterCard,
right.
It's a Visa, it's American Express, whatever it might be. And they charge you upon arrival.
Oh.
So it's not even something that, oh, I have to put my credit card out on the scary interweb and all that kind of business. So, yeah, it's kind of a cool thing. So Punta Cana travelers, you may want to look into that.
Okay, 2 minutes left. What do we need to know?
All right. So just a reminder, the sale is ending on Tuesday, the 20th. So if you've not yet, Tuesday is the 20th, right? If
yes.
You've not yet done anything about that warm weather destination, about that early booking sale that we've got going on, we want you to remember to do that. So remember, from Milwaukee, it's Cancun Riviera Maya / Punta Cana / Jamaica / Cabo. And you can also do nonstop charters from Chicago to both Ixtapa and Huatulco. Some people are looking for that different destination or are willing to go out of Chicago. We've got sale pricing to those first four destinations that I gave you. Everybody is getting a discount right off the top to begin with, and then we've got some discounted hotels as well. So do not hesitate. Do not wait. Do not think that this is going to be extended. It will not. Apple has told us this is a hard stop. So get it done. Get that booking made. Dayton, your family has done it, and then you can relax and
That's
plan
right.
and think about it, right?
And enjoy the fact that we get to go. That's
yeah,
going to be fun.
For sure. So everybody have a great, great, safe weekend. Get those passports out. Make sure that everything's up
key.
To snuff. And go Bucks.
FoxWorldTravel.com. You're going to head down to the Deer District?
I am going to watch it in the confines of my own home because I don't want anyone to see how I behave during these things.
All right, Rose. Always a pleasure. We are done here. Coming up next, the Annex Wealth Management Team and Money Talk, and we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jane Matinere.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.